Crime Does Not Pay.
Gentlemen, I think the man's dangerous.
Politicians make big promises. Period. Usually.
Hey, look, what are you two guys worried about?
Obviously, Nifty, if this man becomes the new district attorney, there's every reason to believe he'll go through with his attempt to clean up the town.
And obviously, we shall have to pull in our horns for a while.
Ah, cut it. I knew you lugs before you started using half-dollar words. Before you worried about politics.
What's your suggestion, Nifty?
There's nothing in this world a lead slug won't take care of.
You're nuts, Nifty.
That's what you think. Me, I still figure like in the old days. A bum gets in your way, ha! Mow the man down.
In the interest of good citizenship and law enforcement, we present Crime Does Not Pay, based on the famous Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer series of short subjects. In just a moment, you will hear Mow the Man Down, starring Ward Wilson. Now, Crime Does Not Pay, starring Ward Wilson as Nifty Varden in Mow the Man Down. Some men seem born to crime. They move into a life of violence from all kinds of environments, and they thrive in the jungles of the underworld. Kill or be killed is their watchword, and they rise to power over the bodies of those who once stood in their way. Nifty Varden was a man like that. He relished the life he led, and he reveled in the execution of a crime only when the chatter of a machine gun was echoed by the squeal of the tires on the getaway car. When times changed, and the methods as well, Nifty complained, frequently, and in no uncertain terms, to his henchmen Hooks Dodd and Peachy Palmer.
That's not like the old days. Give me one good cowboy job and I'll quit beefing.
Oh, that'll be peachy.
What do we got to beef about, Nifty? The dough rolls in, the dames are like they always was, and no slugs flying around.
That ain't right, that's all. Too easy. You get soft.
I don't mind. I like it this way.
Yeah, I know. You think it's peachy.
Oh, it ain't so bad now, boss. You just think it's rotten because the old days look good so far away.
Not so bad. It's a cinch. Too much of a cinch. Pay off in a few places, split the territory with barrels and juke, and then collect. It's dull is all, just dull.
Nifty, can I say something?
Say anything you want, Peachy, only make it short.
Well, I ain't so sure.
Now, hold it, kid. Yeah?
Barton?
Who's this?
Merrill Summers. Barton, Knapp.
I'm here. What's on your mind?
I'm calling a meeting, Barton.
Another meeting for the love
of... We're all heading for trouble, Barton. You, Juke, and me. We better have a meeting.
What kind of trouble?
The character running for DA on the reform ticket.
That Mr. Two-by-Two?
My pipeline says he means what he's been spouting.
Campaign malarkey.
Not with him. He believes what he says. If he gets in, and it's beginning to look like he will, he'll try to clean up the town. That means us.
So what? Why don't you just hit him in the head with a fistful of slugs from a chopper?
That's one way. There's other ways, too. So I'm calling a meeting. Tuesday, 5 o'clock. Be there?
Yeah, I'll be there, but it's just a waste of time. I say knock him off and get it over with.
I don't like Varden Barrels. I don't like him, and I don't trust him.
Yeah, well, that goes for both of us, Duke. But the fact remains that if the three of us don't handle this together, we're all done.
Bad as that?
Plenty.
Can we trust Varden? He's just likely to make a deal with this new DA.
Not with the DA. This guy is practically on our side that way. No deals.
I still don't trust Varden.
We gotta trust him. And since we split the rackets around here, he hasn't crossed any lines.
Okay, but you never know. How do you want to handle him?
Make out like we haven't been talking at all. Just waiting for him. You act like you're worried about this new type DA. Me, I'll play it like I ain't convinced. We'll find out what Varden's thinking. Okay, there's a knob on your side, too.
Well, hiya, boys. Think you know Hooks and Peachy?
How are you?
Yeah, we know them, Varden.
What do you say, boys?
Park them outside, Varden. All rods and hoods strictly out at this meeting.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Out.
Okay. Outside, boys. Stick around the door.
Check, boss.
Sit down, Varden. We've been waiting for you.
Yeah. I'm sitting. Start the spiel.
We've got a rough time ahead, Varden, if we don't do something fast.
That so? How'd you figure that, Juke, on the same adding machine you figured the nickels from your jukeboxes?
Why, now, you... Frankly, Varden, I'm not as worried about this man as Juke is.
Why not?
Politicians and elections have been bought before. Now, I suggest a war chest. Say, 25 grand apiece with another 25 call money.
I don't believe you can buy this election. Too much reform in the wind. Too many independent voters. You never know what they'll do when they pull the curtain on election day.
Suppose we spent dough on research. Get something on the guy. Threaten publicity.
You've been seeing too many movies, Barrows. No soap with this guy. He's clean as a newborn baby.
You've checked on him?
All over town.
Okay, so what? So why worry?
Gentlemen, I think the man is dangerous.
Politicians make big promises. Period. Usually.
Hey, look. What are you two guys worried about?
Obviously, Nifty, if this man becomes a new district attorney, there's every reason to believe he'll go through with his attempt to clean up the town.
And obviously, we shall have to pull in our horns for a while.
Ah, cut it. I knew you lugs before you started using half-dollar words. Before you worried about politics.
What's your suggestion, Nifty?
There's nothing in this world a lead slug won't take care of.
You're nuts, Nifty.
That's what you think. Me, I still figure like in the old days. A bum gets in your way, mow the man down.
You haven't learned very much all these years, have you?
I'm still a better shot than you are.
I ought to pin your ears back for that crack.
Why don't you try, you claw?
Hold it, both of you. You know, this is just what the enemy wants. Get us fighting each other and we're all done.
Maybe you're done. Not me.
Ah, you too. We won't have much time to outsmart the DA, new or old, if we're gunning for each other. And I seem to remember that when we set up the deal in this town, we agreed that everything we had to do together, we'd do after we all agreed we'd found out the right way.
By unanimous vote.
Okay, so what? I still say knock the bum off.
And have this town sewed up so tight we have to scram on the first train out? Try getting this man, you'll elect his party and his successor, and this town will be too hot for anybody for years.
Okay. You got any better idea?
We might snatch his wife or his kid.
Ah, same result.
So now what? Forgetting for the minute that my idea is the only way and no kidding.
I guess we'll have to think about it more.
It's getting awful close to election.
Another meeting tomorrow?
Suits me.
Well, if we gotta, we gotta. I'm telling you, monkeys, the only way is the best way. Hot lead.
What you doing to the chopper, Nifty?
Just getting it ready, Hooks.
Oh, yeah? Big job.
The biggest. So big, we gotta leave the chopper behind, so I'm filing off the number.
Well, how's about the magazine? It's got a number, too, ain't it?
Yeah, help yourself. There's a file and a magazine.
Why are you worried about the numbers, Nifty?
Never give them a chance to trace you, Hooks. And gun numbers are awful easy to check. When we do this job, boy, it's got to be perfect.
Got it, Nifty. Just peachy.
Good boy. Can you reach the lock?
Wait a minute. Just right. Your new limousine is ready, boss. Of course, the owner doesn't know it.
Save the comedy. Let me get at the dashboard.
I didn't find a word.
A flashlight, boss?
No, wait. Got him. Now, peel a little of the insulation. splice the ends. Who needs a key to start a car?
Well, I should drive, boss.
No. This is too much like the old days, Peachy. I'm going to drive this jalopy myself. Hold your hat.
Here we go.
Smooth as silk. Got the gun. Now we get the car. Next stop, Hooks and the private garage. Same old tricks, same old routine. Sure feels good for a change.
Sunday driver's got the bolts on the plates all rusted.
Well, I'd cut him with the clippers.
No. I got him. Oh, is he going to be sore when he finds out?
Oh, Barrels?
No. The guy who owns the seat. When the cops come around and tell him his plates were on a murder car. Like they call it in newspapers.
That worry you?
Not me. I hate Sunday drivers anyhow. Okay. Got him, Missy. Let's go hitch these plates to our car. Then we'll be all set for the fanciest killing this town ever saw.
Okay, gentlemen. Any ideas?
Barrels?
A couple. How about you, Juke?
I figure this guy is elected, see? Day after tomorrow, he's in.
We know that. Go on.
So, we got to work around him. Now, the question is, how do you stop an eager beaver who wants nothing but convictions?
You don't have to tell me.
Aside from shooting him. Go on, Juke.
I figure it this way. If he's got no witnesses, he's got no cases. So, we visit the witnesses. All of them.
Bright. Very bright. You could knock off one guy, but no. You got to chase in every rat hole in town and take off 100 characters instead.
It's safer. It isn't public.
Nobody will worry about a few stories.
Cut it. You make me sick. Think I'm keeping company right now with a pair of gutless wonders. A couple of jerks without the brains they were born with.
Are you coming along on this idea or not?
I don't know. I haven't made up my mind yet. I got to count the witnesses first. I don't figure to spend the next 20 years in the can because some loose-mouthed cokey decides to pick up a couple of bucks turning state's evidence. I'll let you know what I figure to do unless you read it in the papers first. Good night, gentlemen.
In just a moment, Crime Does Not Pay will continue with Mow the Man Down. We continue with Crime Does Not Pay, starring Ward Wilson as Nifty Varden in Mow the Man Down. When Nifty slammed out of the board meeting, leaving Juke and Barrels behind him, those two gentlemen shrugged off Nifty's sarcasm and turned their attention to planning the attack on the men and women whom the new district attorney might use as witnesses against them. Not so Nifty. Not so at all. In his car, with Hooks driving and Peachy for company, Nifty began to outline his plan of attack.
Well, this town set up and take notice. Back into the headlines for old Nifty, boys.
Sure, boss, but ain't that just what Juke and Barrels are afraid of?
You bet your life, but not for the reason you think.
I don't get it, boss.
Well, look, those two chiselers keep saying the cops will be down on us, but that ain't the point. The whole town knows they haven't the guts to pull off a stunt like this. So it'll be me in the headlines, not them. It'll be me who'll take over the rackets, pushing them out.
Hey, that'll be Peachy.
Yeah, but... Then we'll have to fight them, too.
Not for long. Hey, what's the matter, Hooks? You going chicken on me, too?
Oh, me? Chicken? Are you kidding, Nifty?
Okay. Just don't let me start worrying about you, that's all.
Hooks, don't you never worry about me, boss. Don't worry about me.
Don't worry about Hooks. Or me neither. We both go down the line with you, boss. You know that.
And keep it that way.
Well, we got the car and the gun, boss. Now what?
Now we wait.
Wait? What for?
To see if the dope gets himself elected. No sense wasting lead on a character who only wants to be a D.A.
I get it. So when do
we... Let him have it. Election night. If he's far enough ahead of the other guy running against him.
But there'll be a million cops around.
Yeah, yeah. And 2 million other dopes. Everybody trying to shake hands, pat him on the back, get a job for Cousin Joe.
So what about it? Happens every election.
So we walk into his headquarters, see? We want to shake his hand, too. And put something in his back besides an ache.
Oh, I get it. Then we scram while the women are screaming and the cops can't shoot. On account of they might hit somebody.
Right. Neat, huh?
Back of pen clear like a road map.
Sure sounds peachy.
Yeah, I got the timing laid out. The works. That guy gets himself elected. He's electing himself right into a 6-foot hole in the ground.
You know how I hate walking hooks.
This once it won't kill you. Sitting still, Mike.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I know. You figure everything's just peachy.
So what's bothering you, Hooks?
Nifty's plan?
Well, I think it...
You say that again, you'll have me nuts.
Hey, what's wrong with you?
Look, Nifty's plan looks terrific, the way he tells it. Only I don't feel like being no sitting duck, not even for Nifty.
How'll you be a sitting duck?
I'm supposed to sit outside in the car with the engine running.
Well, you can't cut it. We'd lose all the starting time in the getaway.
Yeah, sure. And all cops ain't jerks like Nifty always says. Don't you see? They see that sedan standing outside the joint, engine running. They're going to check, see? And the minute they spot me, they'll know Nifty's inside. So they pick me up and go on inside after you and Nifty.
You tell this to Nifty?
Huh. Since when does he listen to me? Or you either?
Well, it can't be like you say. Nifty wouldn't take chances.
Nifty ain't thinking, I tell you. All he wants is gunfights. Hungry for it. Like a lush one ain't had a drink in a month.
Hey, this is what you dragged me out to the park to tell me?
Yeah, that's right. If Nifty ever got wind of this...
Hey, he'd laugh at you.
Yeah, some laugh on me with a hole from a .45 in my belly.
Nifty wouldn't touch you.
I ain't so sure. Listen, if you ever breathe a word to him and I hear about it before he gets me, I'm going to cut you to ribbons. And I'm not kidding.
Don't worry, Hooks. I ain't talking. And you quit your worrying. Nifty's plans are going to work perfect. They always do, don't they?
Now, turning to the local scene this election night, we find James Perkins, the reform candidate for the office of district attorney, so far ahead of his rival that there's little doubt of his election. Perkins' campaign headquarters are expecting the opposition to concede at any moment, and Perkins' headquarters is the scene of a victory celebration at this moment.
Time to move, boys.
Anything you say, Nifty?
Yeah. Anything you say.
Okay. Peachy, you know where the chopper's stashed? Get it.
Check, boss.
Hooks, you got the keys to the car?
Match.
Okay. Take ours, drive out to the garage. Park ours and pick up the special. Be back here in half an hour.
Oh, I can do it in 20 minutes, boss.
Take half an hour. You want to get picked up for speeding tonight? Go on now. Do like I tell you. Beat it.
Nifty Varden last.
A couple of days ago. Who wants to know?
I ain't using no names. Only I figured you ought to know what Nifty's up to.
Keep talking.
He's gonna knock off the new DA. You know, Perkins.
When?
Tonight. Half an hour.
You're crazy.
That's what you think.
A crazy coot wouldn't dare enough tonight.
Yeah, he figures to walk into the guy's headquarters, knock him over in the middle of the crowd.
And that's wild enough for Nifty. And wild enough for him to get away with it, too.
Okay. Now you know.
Why are you telling me?
On account of I figure you might want to stop.
Why should I stop him?
Because you don't want the cops in your tail. Okay, talked enough. I gotta go. You got the story, Barrels. That's all.
like somebody was putting you in a hot seat.
Don't kid about that. We're both practically in it now.
What's cooking?
Nifty.
What's he want to do, knock off Perkins on election night?
A little birdie told you?
You're kidding.
Am I? Then why had Hook's dad call me and tip me?
How do you know it was Hook's?
I kept him on the phone till I was sure.
Nifty's gone nuts. Completely nuts.
Which leaves us on a fine spot.
You know when and where?
Hook's was most explicit at Perkins' headquarters practically now. What do you think you're doing with that phone, Juke?
Calling the cops.
Oh, they'll believe you, of course. They'll thank you for the information and arrest Nifty at once.
If they know what's good for him.
Hang up the phone. They'll tell you to chase yourself or they'll grab you and dump you into the crazy house.
Okay, you're right. So what do we do? Let him pull it off?
Check. Or we stop him ourselves.
Right. Next corner, Hooks.
Yeah, I know.
Pull up to the curb close as you can get. Double park if you got it. Peachy and me won't be long.
I hope not.
Repeat your share, Peachy.
I follow you in. I stop at the door of the room Perkins will be in.
Yeah.
When you yell, I shoot at the ceiling with my piece.
Right.
Then when the crowd runs, you let Perkins have it with the chopper. Then I follow you out. Backwards.
Good. A lead pipe cinch.
Holy smoke. Will you look at the mop?
The bigger the mop, the better for us.
Okay. Here we go.
Drive around the block.
Nifty.
What for?
Do like I say. All them jerks on the steps will break our necks. Let them get inside first. Turn the corner.
But I thought you got cold feet, Nifty.
Thought? Or hoped, Hooks.
Oh, no, only thought.
You sure surprised me, boss.
That's the difference between you mugs and me. I use my head.
Yeah, you sure do, boss.
Suppose the crowd inside don't split like you figure them to, boss.
So a couple of jerks get hurt. So what? The woods are full of them. Nobody will miss a couple more or less.
Yeah, they could only hang you once, Pidgey.
I live without that, thanks.
Sure wouldn't live with it. Take it easy on the next corner, Hooks.
If they still got a crowd in the steps, you want I should keep driving?
Yeah. Might be too late for the morning papers if we waste any more time.
Boy, I sure would like to see Barrow's face when he reads about this.
The only face I want to see is Perkins when he looks into my chopper. Slow, Hooks.
Check.
Okay. Coast is pretty clear. Pull up and double park in front of that sedan.
Yeah, check.
Ain't it pretty? All the cops must be inside guzzling their heads off. Okay, boys, here we go. Peachy, open the door. Leave it open. Stay in gear, Hooks. Keep the clutch pedal down. No time to waste when we come out.
Except Nifty ain't going in.
What? Barrow.
Yeah, and me too. Drop that chopper, Nifty. You're not going in.
How'd you find out? Who squealed?
Never mind the talk. That's our car behind you. You're covered from there. And we've got choppers too. Now turn around. Get back in your car and keep driving till you're out of town, then stay out.
Says who? Try this in your guts, both of you.
That's for you.
Looks like quite a collection for the meat wagon, Sergeant.
Yeah. Looks like Perkins got himself elected practically for nothing, too. You know who these mugs are?
Big shots.
The biggest. Barrel Summers, Juke Barry, Nifty Varden, and two of Nifty's boys. Say, from the position of the bodies, you could almost say Barrels and Juke were trying to protect Perkins from Nifty.
You're kidding, Sarge. Who'd believe that?
Yeah, who'd believe that? Okay, lay off the talk. Call the meat wagon. Then go inside and tell Perkins he might want to see how effective he's been, even before he was sworn in.
Brother, this is one for the books. One for the books, all right.
Crime does not pay. Ward Wilson, who has starred as Nifty Varden in Mow the Man Down, will be back with you in just a moment. here in person is Ward Wilson.
It occurred to me when I read this play that the sheer audacity of Nifty Varden was almost unbelievable. Almost because right now, today, there are men like Nifty who feel powerful enough to defy the law just as he did. What this means in terms of the open taxes paid by all citizens for the support of sufficient police to cope with this situation, and in terms of the hidden taxes paid by all of us to the underworld through the tribute levied by men like this, is also unbelievable, but very true, and more expensive. Nifty paid for his crimes. So did Barrels and Juke and the others. So do you and I, every day. And we'll continue to do so until public anger achieves the final destruction of rackets of all kinds. Until we come to realize that for ourselves as well as for the criminals, crime does not pay.
Thank you, Mr. Wilson. Crime Does Not Pay is written by Ira Marion and directed by Mark B. Loeb, with music composed and conducted by John Gart. Technical consultant is Burton V. Turkis. The events, characters, and names used in the story you have just heard are fictitious. Any similarity is purely coincidental.